This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki directs authorities to ensure free, fair and peaceful House of Representatives elections. Finance Minister Rameswar Khanal assures sufficient resources for upcoming elections. Energy sector emerges as key priority in major parties' election manifestos. And US President Trump announces billions of dollars in Gaza aid at border peace meeting. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki has instructed authorities to ensure that the upcoming House of Representatives elections on the 5th of March are conducted in a fair, free and peaceful environment. The Prime Minister issued the directive during her visit to the sacred Muktinath Temple in Mustang today. She emphasized the importance of dedicated efforts to make the election successful and urged officials to complete preparations to avoid any problems. Chief District Officer Ajita Sharma briefed the Prime Minister on the overall security situation in Mustang, while District Chief Election Officer Bidya Raj Podil provided updates on preparations for the House of Representatives elections. Prime Minister Kharki's instructions underlined the government's commitment to ensuring a smooth and credible election process across the country. Finance Minister Rameswar Khanal has assured that sufficient resources will be provided to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepal Tourism Board in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Khanal said the government is fully focused on ensuring a smooth and successful election. He added that the government now aims to shift attention to economic agendas, noting that steering away from political instability remains a key challenge. Meanwhile, major political parties have given high priority to the energy sector in their election manifestos, identifying it as a key driver of economic growth, job creation and national prosperity. The parties have pledged to simplify policies, improve implementation, attract private and foreign investment and promote domestic energy consumption alongside electricity exports through energy diplomacy. Most have set medium and long-term targets aligned with the government's goal of generating 28,000 megawatts by 2035, with added focus on alternative and renewable energy. The Nepali Congress had set a five-year target of raising installed capacity to 14,000 megawatts and increasing per capita electricity consumption to 750 units. It has emphasized large reservoir projects, energy security, gradual replacement of fossil fuels and expansion of electricity trade with neighboring countries. The CPN-UML has highlighted clean energy, domestic consumption and exports with plans to double electricity production and consumption. It prioritizes major hydropower and river diversion projects, community electrification and reliable year-round energy supply. Likewise, the Nepali Communist Party has proposed increasing per capita consumption to 750 units within 5 years and a long-term goal of generating 40,000 megawatts of electricity. It has linked energy expansion to employment and systematic electricity exports. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has set a target of producing 30,000 megawatts of electricity in the next decade, with reforms to land, forest and environment laws, single window services and expanded energy trade with India and Bangladesh. Overall, energy has emerged as a common priority across party manifestos, with experts noting its potential to reduce unemployment and accelerate economic development while stressing the importance of effective implementation. Additional Inspector General of Armed Police Force Nepal, Ganesh Bahadur Tada Mugger, has directed the armed police force personnel to remain alert and mobilize effectively in view of the security sensitivity surrounding the upcoming House of Representatives elections, issuing instructions virtually from the Armed Police Force Headquarters, AIG, Tata Mugger asked all units to treat election security as a campaign. He directed them to prepare and implement plans based on geographical conditions in coordination with the District Security Committee. The Election Commission has announced a TikTok video competition to promote voter education ahead of the House of Representatives elections. Participants must create 1-minute video on topics such as the Election Code of Conduct and voter awareness, share it on social media and submit it to the Commission by the 1st of March. The Commission said the campaign aims to inform voters about the election process, ballot marking and their rights and duties. Cash prizes of 50,000 rupees, 30,000 rupees and 20,000 rupees will be awarded to the top 3 most viewed videos. The selection will be made by independent experts and the commission. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has told the first meeting of his border peace that 9 countries have placed a total of $7 billion for a reconstruction fund for the Gaza Strip. According to Al Jazeera, Trump added that 5 nations have agreed to send troops to an international stabilization force for the Palestinian territory. Trump said the United States will contribute $10 billion to the border peace without specifying how the funds would be allocated. The countries making initial pledges include Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, Bahrain, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and Kuwait. He described every dollar placed as an investment in stability and a step towards a harmonious future, and said the border peace demonstrates how a better future can be built collectively. Experts note, however, that while the pledges are significant, they cover only a fraction of the estimated $70 billion needed to rebuild Gaza following more than 2 years of conflict with Israel. UK King Charles' young brother, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, was released from police custody on Thursday evening after being arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office over allegations he shared confidential government documents with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to Reuters news agency, Andrew was questioned throughout the day by detectives from Thames Valley Police. Earlier this month, the force said it was investigating claims that he passed sensitive documents while serving as a trade envoy. Although Buckingham Palace was not informed before the arrest, King Charles III said the authorities had the family's full and wholehearted support and cooperation. Andrew, the second son of the late Queen Elizabeth II, has consistently denied any wrongdoing in relation to Epstein and expressed regret over their friendship. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces. The Himalayan region of Karnalian Sudarpatsin provinces as well as the hilly regions of the country will be partly cloudy, while the weather in the remaining Tarai region will be mainly fair. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the Hilian Himalayan region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Karki directs authorities to ensure free, fair and peaceful House of Representatives elections. Finance Minister Ramesur Khanal assured sufficient resources for upcoming elections. Energy sector emerges as key priority in major parties' election manifestos. And U.S. President Trump announces billions of dollars in Gaza aid at border peace meeting. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.